Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Yes, thank you for joining us on Reading the Word. Let's get right into it. We are reading the Word, and this is the culmination of what has turned out to be a 15-week study, and I have enjoyed every week of it. I hope you have as well. As we are examining Psalm 119, we're studying it in 22 8-verse sections. And we are ready for the last one, which is the Tau section. It's verses 169 through 176. And you may ask, Justin, why are you studying it in that way? Because it's laid out that way. Old Testament written in Hebrew. There are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And every 8 verses correspond to a certain letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This one is our Tau. It's either a T or TH sound, depending on how you want to draw the line on that one. And I'm kind of fine with either way, because I'm not a Hebrew scholar by any way, shape, form of the name. But I know how to read the Bible. And I know how to read it for what it says, not include my own opinion, but just read it for the simplicity of the word and relay that message unto you. Let's read the word. Psalm 119, the Tau section, verses 169 through 176. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. As I mentioned, this is the Tau section. That's T-A-U, verses 169 through 176. Verse 169, when he says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. The psalmist did not want anything to impede, to halt, to hinder his communication, his prayers to the God that he loves in heaven. Let my cry come before thee. And notice how he gets understanding. It's according to the word of God. Verse 170, let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. This verse is a supplication. It's an intense treaty for favor, for mercy, for help. Notice he says it must be delivered. And once again, how is he delivered? Solely by the word of God. Do you realize how great of a blessing it is that we can communicate directly with our Father in heaven? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that we may boldly come before the throne of grace. Jesus Christ, our intercessor. But through Jesus Christ making that intercession, we can communicate our Heavenly Father. And I feel so bad and sorry for the people who don't believe in God, who aren't faithful to His Word, because they don't have that communication. And I know no matter what's going on in my life, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or anywhere in between those three, I know I've got a Heavenly Father that is just waiting on me. And He would love to hear what's going on in my life. Verse 171, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. You know, there are many biblical examples, for instance, of unrequited love. Think about Joseph and his brethren back in the book of Genesis in verse 37. They didn't really love each other because they sold him into slavery. Of course, at the end of the book of Genesis, Genesis 50, verses 19 and 20, Joseph says that they meant that for evil, but God meant it for good. I think about Israel and Pharaoh/Israel in Egypt. Beginning of the book of Exodus, through the most of it, they didn't love each other. In fact, they were the Egyptians were afraid of the Israelites, rather. I think about the 40 years of wilderness wandering. I think about the Old Testament prophets. I think about David and Saul. I think about David and Absalom. I think about Hosea and faithless Gomer. I think about Jesus Christ and his own family. Jesus Christ and his own disciples. Peter says, Lord, I would die for you. And Jesus says, Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. And the Bible tells us that at the cross, all forsook him and fled. Not a one was left standing there beside him. Think about Paul and those at Corinth. I think about Paul and those at Galatia, Paul and those at Ephesus, Paul and those at Thessalonica. There was some unrequited love there. Notice he says in verse 171, the psalmist, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. Once the psalmist knows it, he's going to turn around and praise the God that gave it to him. Verse 172, my tongue. He just talked about lips. Verse 171, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments, they are righteous. The American Standard of 1901 renders that cannot contain. God's word flows forth furiously. My cup runneth over. The Israelites were looking for that land that flows with milk and honey, that's overflowing. Here we see that the tongue cannot contain the word of God. There is so much greatness in God. Verse 173, he says, let mine hand help me. Let thine hand help me, excuse me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Here the psalmist is saying something that I, Justin Reed, could say, and I guarantee you can say it as well. He says, I'm not self-sufficient. I can't do this on my own, although I've met some people that thought they could and wished they could, but we can't do this world on our own. We just can't. So the psalmist is saying, Lord, let thy hand help me. Why? Because I've chosen thy precepts. I've chosen thy commandments. I've chosen thy law, thy judgments, thy righteous word. Because of that, he says, I need thy hand to help me. And we need God's hand to help all the day. I think about a song in the songbook. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It says, time is filled with swift transitions. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Another song, I don't know about tomorrow. Many things I don't understand. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. He says, I don't know it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know who's going to make it happen, and that's God. I'm going to be with Him. I hope you'll stay with me. We're going to continue reading the Word right here on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And we're back reading the words where we're at. Thank you for sticking around with us. If you would like to hear this lesson again or any of the lessons in this series up to this point and potentially future lessons as well, head to my website, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's thejustinreedshow.com, read with two E's, thejustinreedshow.com/reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, reading the word. You can stream them, you can download them, there's also a contact form on the website. We are reading the word, ready for the last three verses of Psalm 119. Verse 174, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Now, there are two keys toward attaining salvation. Number one, we need to long for such, or we need to desire for it. That's what the psalmist says. He says, I have longed, I have desired for thy salvation. And secondly, we need to delight in the law. So he says, I've longed, and thy law is my delight. He actively sought out, he actively looked, and he found the Word of God. And once he did, he delighted, he was joyed, he was happy, he was joyous in what he had found. Also, this is the same way for the keys for a serious and a successful Bible study. You want to know what that is? Number one, you have to long for such or desire it. Number two, you have to delight in the law of the Lord. You'll know the keys of faithful worship attendance. Number one, you have to desire for such and you have to long for it. And number two, you need to delight in the law of the Lord. You want the keys to successful evangelism, preaching and teaching the gospel. Number one, you need to long or desire for such. And number two, you need to delight in the law of the Lord. And you want some keys for real spiritual growth and developments. I'll tell you what they are. Number one, I bet you figured this out by now. Longing for such, I mean desiring it, and delighting in the law. That's what the psalmist does in verse 174. 175, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. Here the psalmist is talking about wholesome philosophy toward his life. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and thy judgments will assist him. All help comes, watch this, from the commandments of the Lord. And you say, well, Brother Justin, how do we get help from the commandments of God? Sometimes people view them as negative, as contrary to the way they want to live their life, and it usually is because they want to do things God's told them not to. But for instance, when God says, you know, we should not, for instance, consume alcoholic beverages, be not drunk with wine, we need to be sober, be vigilant, 1 Peter 5 and 8, because our adversary the devil, 1 Peter 5, 7, excuse me, because our adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. How does that help us? God's told us, in order to win this, you don't need to be doing that. You need to be doing something else. And that's why God's commands, the Bible tells us, are not grievous. And really, if you read through them, they're not. People say, boy, they live under a lot of laws. We do too today, but it's a lifestyle for them, and it's a lifestyle for us. Well, our last verse, verse 176, says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Notice, he still knew the tug of sin. He says, Even I, like a lost sheep, have gone astray. I find it interesting how many times in the Bible we're compared to sheep, because sheep are stupid animals, and I mean that in the nicest way I can. But if a sheep has a lot of wool and it's leaning over, for instance, a stream of water that's flowing by to drink, and if it leans over too much, it will get caught in that, and all the water will soak into its wool, and it will just keep drinking and drown. They're dumb animals, and sometimes I see a great correlation between the way we live our lives and the way sheep live their lives. But in the great lost chapter of the New Testament, not lost because we didn't have it before, but lost because it talks about three lost things. I'm talking about Luke 15. The first couple, three verses, he talks about a setup, and then he has 100 man as sheep, and then lost coin, and then, of course, the great story of the prodigal son. We're going to look at the parable, or the story of the lost sheep in Luke 15, starting in verse 4. Jesus says, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he found it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The psalmist says, I like a sheep have gone astray, but yet he says, I've been brought back. And there's rejoicing when the lost one comes home. The angels in heaven rejoice. And that's a biblical teaching. Luke 15 teaches us that. Notice how the psalmist can closes this. He closes it. He says, seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. He's not going to forget the commandments of his Creator. And also find it interesting that you could sum up what is the subject of Psalm 119 with the very last word. Kind of like how a synopsis on the back of the book tells you what it's about. The last word of this psalm, commandments. The psalmist says, I will not forget the commandments of God. And with that concludes our study of Psalm 119. I hope you have enjoyed it. I'll mention the website again. It's www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's the Justin, R-E-E-D-S-H-O-W, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Reading the Word, you can access every episode of this program on there. There's also a contact form. Hope you will join us again next week, because just because we have finished our study in Psalm 119, that does not mean that we're done studying, because there's 31,101 verses in the Bible, and we've only studied 176 of them. Now, I know we've looked at others, but we've only really in-depthly studied 176. So hope you will join us next week, same time, same place. We will continue reading the Word. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 starts out by saying, may the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.